Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. In order to relieve reopened playgrounds, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg has allowed neighborhood initiatives to temporarily declare areas on certain streets Spielstraßen or play streets since Sunday. The initiatives registered for this with the district office beforehand and also supervised the operation of the playgrounds with spacing and distancing rules. In this way, up to 30 streets near playgrounds may be used between noon and 6 p.m. on Sundays and holidays. A sufficient number of volunteer district controllers have already been found for 18 sections to ensure that the corona distance rules are observed. And so far, this rule only applies in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. The following streets have areas declared for play: Friedrichstrasse, Bockstrasse, Arndtstrasse, Lilienthalstrasse, Lachmannstrasse, Dresdenerstrasse, Waldemarstrasse, Wassertorstrasse, Lausitzer Platz, Lübbenestrasse, Kuvristrasse, Paul-Linke-Ufer, Rudolfstrasse, Helmerdingstrasse, Gartnerstrasse, Bahnstrasse, Liebigstrasse, and Richard-Zorge-Strasse. Cultural institutions with at least 10 employees are to receive grants until the end of May. In an interview with the RBB Evening Show on Sunday, Berlin's Senator for Culture Klaus Lederer said that solidarity alone would not help this particular sector of Berlin. Therefore, the Senate decided 3 weeks ago to set up a program for those involved in the arts. The 30 million euro program is intended for cultural businesses with 10 or more employees who have so far fallen through the cracks, and the first applications should be able to be submitted the week after next. Lederer hopes that the money for 3 months will be paid out by the end of May, adding that these funds are not loans, but subsidies that will not have to be paid back. The senator emphasized that Berlin must continue to support the cultural sector until there are opportunities for income again, and that the cultural sector is dependent on contact between people. It was left up to the management of museums and galleries themselves whether to reopen yesterday, May 4th. As with the Bivalgi, retail, hair salons, and religious institutions, it is important that the rules of distance can be adhered to on the premises. Lederer is expected to make an announcement on the subsidy program sometime today, and Berlin Briefing will keep you up to date via social media. Berlin is expanding the number of people to be tested for the coronavirus. Health Senator Kalaci told the Health Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday that the testing strategy is currently being changed. Kalaci said that all people with corresponding symptoms will be tested, as well as all contact persons of confirmed cases, even if they do not show any signs of illness, adding, quote, "Our motto is test, test, test." And the senator spoke of a, quote, "very significant expansion." Screening for COVID-19 is available at two hospitals. The Charité has tested all employees. Antibody tests have also been carried out at the Universitätsklinik, which is expected to provide representative findings. While, according to Kalaci, the state-owned hospital group Vivantes tests risk areas such as emergency rooms, oncology, and geriatrics. Kalaci added that employees and residents of two Vivantes nursing homes were also tested as a precaution, and all results were negative. Independently of Vivantes, tests in nursing homes and care services will continue. And then she went on to add that the aim was to have two testing facilities per district, and that there will also be screenings in schools and daycare centers, but did not give any additional details. Kalaci is critical of the plans of Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn for a corona immunity card, as it's still unclear whether persons who have gone through a COVID-19 infection are permanently immune. Many passengers find it difficult to find their way around Südkreuz station. Deutsche Bahn, or DB, hopes that this will now come to an end with a new colorful wayfinding system. Each of the low-lying platforms in Sudkart Station have been given its own pastel color, yellow, green, pink, and orange, which can be found on the walls, elevators, and columns. The concept is supplemented by signage that guides passengers to other platforms and connection options. Cornelia Kadutz, head of Berlin's long-distance stations at Deutsche Bahn, stated, quote, "At Südkreuz, we have a very strong focus on orientation," adding that again and again, passengers who had problems finding their way around the station contacted them. At the Festival of Lights, the individual platforms and stairways were therefore illuminated in different colors, and customers were then asked what they thought of them. The feedback was positive, and over the past 6 weeks, elevators and pillars were painted and windows were covered with colorful foils. The exit at the areas of both ends of the station, the so-called Plaza West on the Schöneberg side, and the Plaza Ost in Tempelhof, have now each been given their own color. Various ideas and offers are being tried out and tested there to see whether it makes sense to extend the program to other stations in Germany. The Deutsche Bahn is investing a total of around 2.5 million euros in the new ideas at Südkreuz station, and according to Kadutz, they hope to have all of the changes in place, including an updated waiting area, by the end of the year. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.